I'm reasonably optimistic and convinced that the world leaders will adopt a very ambitious universal climate change agreement at this COP21. We've been working very hard, very long. The time for action is now. I have seen a growing political momentum among member states that considering all this climate change phenomenon, which have been impacting all throughout the world, regardless of where you are coming from, they know that they have to take action. The very simple fact that nearly 150 heads of state and government are coming, and more than 180 countries have submitted their INDC, intended nationally determined contribution, that means we have much better chance of success.
How are climate change and the Paris Agreement linked with the Sustainable Development Goals?
The leaders of the world in September at the United Nations have adopted very visionary, ambitious Sustainable Development Agenda with 17 Sustainable Development Goals. The number 13 goal is climate change. If we do not implement the climate change agreement, then all these remaining 16 goals will be affected. This is a complementary one, and they are all interconnected. Not a single goal can be implemented in isolation, much more so in case of climate change. This is the way we can make this world better and safer. And this is the way we are working for people. The Sustainable Development Goals is people-centered and planet-friendly.
Why is it so urgent that we do something now?
The science has made it plainly clear that this climate change phenomenon is caused by human behavior. It's only natural that we, human beings, should change our behavior a sustainable way. We have to do it. The moment for action is now. We don't have any time to lose. That's why I'm urging world leaders to demonstrate their moral and political leadership for humanity.
In the context of a world threatened by disease, wars, and famine, what makes you optimistic that world leaders can work together instead of in their own self-interest?
We have seen very terrible impacts all around the world. Countries, whether poor or developed or developing, they don't care about national boundaries. This is a global phenomenon. And now they understand that investing wisely in climate change will help their national economy boost. There are many countries who are investing in sustainable energy, including solar energy. It's skyrocketing. And business community leaders also are very much conscious that their business operations and can be much better served when they invest in climate change. Therefore, climate change, as well as in national economic growth, sustainable development, are just one part of our global agenda.